Sorry for the delay, guys. We had a little bit extra going on with the last couple of meetings. Approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. Move.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Treasurer's report. Mitch sent that to us yesterday. And anybody have any questions? There was $62,000 difference, right? From last month to this month.
That sounds about right.
And that was for basically all the maintenance or all the renovations.
Correct.
Right. Anybody have any questions? Okay, moving on. Adoption of the land bank policies and procedures. Chris.
Yes, I sent out the email yesterday afternoon concerning the 8 policies that we have. There's no changes to any of them. We just need to readopt all policies and procedures.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the policies and procedures? I think that Chris said there's no changes. I didn't have any questions on it. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share? If not, let's take a call, a roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Updates. What's going on with State Route 54?
So I'll let Doug here talk in a second, but they did finish up construction. So I believe 2 weeks ago, the appraiser went out to view the property. And at the same time, I also contacted the realtor that we use, Maggie Horan, to go out and complete a CMA. So we can compare and contrast the appraisal versus CMA and kind of find a nice sweet spot for listing price. I have not heard back from Maggie as far as her opinion on the CMA. Have you heard anything from CUCA appraisal? Oh, you have it. Perfect. Have at it, Doug.
All right. I think I got the mic to work this time. So we did get that appraisal back last week. It came in at $145,000.
That's CUCA.
CUCA appraisal. Appraisal. Oh. Yep.
$145,000, you said?
Yep.
Is that in line with what we were hoping for? It is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next step?
So, you know, I did speak to Lisa Karachi because this was a list. This was on a list for her 10 property list that she had for grants and whatnot. And we really need to find if 145 truly fits into the AMI limits or not. And if it's something that we can do with the restrictions. Danielle, do you have anything to add?
So she didn't get the funding that she had applied for. We found that out earlier this week. So from our standpoint, it doesn't really make sense. $145,000 would not fit into the AMI limit of what Habitat would be able to sell. And with them not getting the grant funding, my suggestion would be to list it with Maggie. With the way that the market is right now, I would even say list it maybe 160, you know, give it a little bit on the higher side, sure. Have room to negotiate. From what Mitch put in his report, you know, we're into it for about 170,000. So even at 160, we're going to take a little bit of a loss.
All right. So let's be real.
Oh, she
want
to go to executive session.
Okay. So we'll discuss the listing price in executive session, but on this part, you know, Mitch's report shows about 170 in cost. We were reimbursed the acquisition cost through Enterprise, which was 35, 36. So our true money in is 135-ish.
Yes.
So just to clarify on that, but I would agree with Danielle. I think, you know, going on a high, little bit of a higher side, because quite frankly, these homes we're going to have to give some sort of concession, 3%, 6% seller concession. So I would agree with Danielle on that. My thought is once we see the CMA from Maggie, then we'll reach out to the board, but we can go into particulars in executive.
Go But we think this is a good time to do this, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
and we have really no choice. This is really what we should be doing, is putting it out on the open market.
And it's nice that it's unrestricted.
Yeah.
What kind of condition is the house in?
Fully rehabbed and renovated.
Okay. How many bedrooms?
Three, four?
Three bedrooms.
Three.
So,
and a garage. Bags.
Yep.
Ray, you want to buy it?
Bath and a half.
No, but I might have somebody interested, but just looking. It's on Route 54. How far out of the village of Bath is it?
It's basically across the street from the Wilkins car wash.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before the shopping plaza with the new Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. Now, I know where Dunkin' Donuts is. I wasn't sure about the other.
I'm sure that's why I use that as a reference point, Ray.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. And I was going to say I might have somebody that would look at it. But I'll check it out and let you know. So I'll tell them it's been rehabbed. Maybe take them up there, take a look at it.
Absolutely. We're going to discuss in a little more detail in executive session, but.
Okay. Sounds good.
We'd love to have you sell it.
Okay.
Okay. Next one, Upper Farnham.
Well, that one also is going to be saved for executive session as we received a purchase offer on the property.
Good. How about the habitat update? We've talked a little bit, but Park Avenue.
Lisa gave me a little bit of an update, not too much. The one property is complete and she believes she has buyers for. Which property is that? 356. Okay. All
right. On Park Avenue.
That
was
East Third.
I was going to say, because that wasn't the address. Okay. Okay. So they think they have a buyer for Third Street.
Correct.
And that's finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
Third Street's finished. Park Avenue. Where does that stand?
They're in there working today. So they're
mid-construction.
Mid-construction, exactly. Yeah.
Do they have somebody already, though, destined for that?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they did before. Okay.
No.
I had down from last time that the Baldwin Street property in Addison. Ray was going to talk to Habitat.
Yep. So I reached out to Lisa and Ray and Mayor Walsh as well to give each other their contact information so they can sort out between the two of them because Habitat does own that lot.
So Ray, did you get to talk to them?
Not yet. But I finally did get a hold of the people that offered on 44 Upper Farnham. So, but I'm working on the Baldwin. I have some plans. I'd like to get a grant and put a new fire department building up there. That'd be a perfect spot for it. We need one desperately. Our current one's on the five corners, very dangerous there, and it's just terrible shape. So I'll get a hold of Lisa.
Great. And let us know at the next meeting. How you
need anything, Mayor, let me know.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Welcome.
I also had a question on Tuscarora Street in Addison. What's going on there? I don't remember what it was. I just put a question mark.
Is Tuscarora right by Baldwin?
Tuscarora Street is the house across from Dollar General. It's 25 Tuscarora Street. That has been vacated. I believe it's on the tax sale. I need to find that out for sure, or maybe Chris can.
Yeah, I believe, I'm sorry, it all sparked in my memory now. So yes, it is, you know, on the list. We're obviously waiting for the eviction moratorium to lapse, if they allow it, to January 15th. So this is on the list with, Carol's also provided a property in Riverside. So we've kept a list off the books as far as things we would be interested in.
That one in Addison is the one with the round room in front of it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
With the what in front of it?
It has a rounded room in the front porch, second story.
Speaking of the property auction, do we have any? I mean, I know the 15th is the date, but what do you think with considering what's going on? You think it's going to get extended?
Well, since we're under a mask mandate to February, I think we're going to see an extension of the moratorium. I'm hoping that if there is, it's not going to be as lengthy as the last couple, that it's more reviewed, but we'll see. We'll let you know.
And how would we get a hold of a list of those properties?
Isn't one yet. There really isn't a set list yet, Mayor. After March 1st is when the redemption date is for people to pay for this next round. So there will be more complete list after that date. So we can maybe address it in March.
I believe in December there was published notification of some delinquent properties, not all, if I'm correct.
And those are people that can still redeem.
Correct.
That's the November new pendency list that was published in March and December in the Leader, and they have until March 1st roughly to pay. Okay. And if they don't pay, it becomes part of the foreclosure of the pending ones that are already out there.
Okay.
So I asked Tammy, I see all these foreclosures in the paper, and some of them are very high amounts of money, but can the land bank or the county bid on those? We can, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're sold at
it's a public auction
on the steps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have we ever done that?
No, my advice on those is a little different. I don't know that I'd go and bid because they have a reserve. Whatever the amount owed is the reserve, they're not going to take less than that. The way to deal with those really is to get a hold of the mortgage holder early and try to do a short sale, which would be short of the amount of the mortgage, because that's where they negotiate. Chris is probably very familiar with that.
And we could do that legally, do that?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. Yep.
I don't know. It's just something to think about. That if we don't ever get this public auction of ours going.
It's getting the heads up before it gets to the courthouse steps for the foreclosure sale. It's that in-between period of when they're not paying and when it gets to the courthouse steps. That in-between period is when they really negotiate on a short sale. My experience from doing real estate over the years.
Right. Something maybe we should be looking at. I don't know.
Yeah, these will all in.
Perfect idea. That's where I was going with it, with my next question. It's if we could bid on it, we might be able to pick up some properties at a really good rate and, get them fixed up. And like the property on 25 Tuscarora Street, structurally, I believe it's really good. I think it just needs some inside rehabbing. Outside, it's beautiful.
Something we should be thinking about then.
Certainly.
Considering we don't know when the end date's going to be.
Okay.
Any other business? Ray, you just keep us informed.
I'll try my best.
Anybody have anything else before we go into executive session?
I had a suggestion. Maybe sometime in the spring when the weather is a little nicer, it might be a benefit for a group of us to kind of maybe tour some of the houses that we currently have that we're working on. We talk about them in the meetings, but I think it'd be beneficial to actually, go and tour them in person.
I agree. A road trip.
Yeah, we did that in this, maybe the second year of the land bank. We toured two houses in Corning were being redone. Yeah. Yep. So that's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, it's great to talk about them, but it's different when you're actually there and you see them, you have a better sense of where they're located and the size and what's been done to it.
I agree. Carol and I took a trip. We went to the one on Chestnut Street to see what it's like in Corning also to see, what the work is done. So I agree. I think we should do that. Mm-hmm. When the weather gets good, we'll do it.
Good idea. We all like
road trips. anything else? Next meeting, February 2nd, 11 o'clock, hopefully. I told one of our new legislators, Wendy, that these meetings don't normally last this long, but so far every meeting she's been to has lasted a long time.
She'll be bringing a pillow for next week's meeting.
If nobody has anything else, we're going to go into executive session.
Huh?
Oh, we have
something. Sure.
So over the last couple of weeks, we've still just been trying to go out and see, at least on the open market, what some options are for properties. During the Corning Housing Partnership meeting that we had in December, they had brought up a property on Denison, 330 Denison, that had an electrical fire, I believe about a year ago. So Doug and Tara did go out there today, if you'd like to kind of just
across from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. To see it would need to be demolished.
Demo.
But for maybe a potential collaboration between CHP and the land bank, the seller is pretty set on his asking price of $20,000. But it's been on the market for 6 months. It's been sitting for a year. So just wanted to bring that up to the board for some consideration. Is that something that we would be interested in, you know, at least pursuing with the seller?
You said CHP?
Okay. Yes, the Corning Housing Partnership. Yeah. Yep, okay. So they would be willing to put in funds for the demo as well.
Okay.
Possibility. Certainly, yeah. It's right on the highway.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing would be the price.
Sure.
You know, $20,000 seems pretty steep for the property there.
To turn around and demo. Yeah. Agreed. You know, we've had certainly good luck and fortune down in that market. So I would be in favor of that.
Okay.
And it's in a spot where the house next door, it's not a great spot as far as the actual feeling of the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you drive down, you'll see it.
Yeah.
And around the corner is even worse. So it's like,
okay,
you know, I don't see anybody jumping in to try to get that property.
Right. No, I agree. So I don't know if that's something, Chris, that you wanted to talk to or have the board agree on, kind of maybe a path forward, reaching out to the seller. I think it would be great to collaborate on that. But I think figuring out a compromise with the seller is going to be kind of the hardest part.
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm all in favor of that. It's certainly a blight, you know, right on a major corridor. Chris, you may want to check with Jen Miller about the zoning. I think that was residential transition. But in the latest update of our zoning ordinance, I think it was maybe changed to commercial. So I don't know if it could be resold for, you know, to build another residential property. It may be commercial at this point, but I'm not sure. So I think the zoning issues may be something to look in. But overall, I'd certainly be in favor of pursuing that. And the city, we've played a role in the demos before as well, in cutting off the utilities and handling the traffic control and all of that stuff. So, you know, I think there certainly could be a partnership between the county and the city and the housing partnership.
Do we have any other ideas? Because that sounds like a good one, but you guys have any other
that one or other properties?
Other properties. Other
properties. Yes. Okay. So actually on my way here, I received a phone call from someone. Her family has a property out in Woodhull that was impacted by the flooding. She lives in Horseheads. They're looking to sell the property. They're not really sure for what price. It's 5309 Washington Street in Woodhull.
Say that again.
5309 Washington. Since I got that call on the way here, we haven't been able to go out and evaluate it. Sure. So we will have somebody go out and do that, and we can bring some more information to the next meeting. But just kind of wanted to put it out there that we are receiving calls. People are, you know, the word's out there that the land bank is interested in acquiring properties and working with people in the private market.
And the Wayland one as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that one?
That one's located over next to the Public Works building. The town Public Works.
Okay.
In Woodhull.
There's also another property that we got a phone call on in Wayland. It's massive place. Doug and I went out and looked at that as well. From what we can understand, back taxes are owed on it around $5,000. He wanted $2,000 for the property. But like I said, it's going to be a massive demo.
Do you have an address on that?
3 East Naples Street, apartment 101 and 102, I believe is what it comes up as. If you look at it.
Yeah.
Is that a demo they're saying, or is that?
It would be a, yeah, it would be a demo. So we're not sure that it'd be worth it, but it's just another one to let you guys know that we did go out and look. And
would the Woodhull one be a demo as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
She said that she believes it could be saved, but that's something that when we have probably Doug go out to evaluate, we'll bring back to the board and do a full evaluation on.
Okay.
But it was flooded.
She said it was impacted by the flood. I don't know how, sure. You know, what severity level. So we'll go out. We'll be able to get access. It sounds like there's nobody living there right now.
Okay.
Did she give a price on that one, Daniel?
No.
Well, we'll know once we see it.
Yeah. Anything else? Any other ideas?
No, that's it for right now.
Anybody on the call that has any potentials? No.
Well, we always have a lot of potentials in the city, but the trick is getting possession of them. So. I think some are waiting to see which ones pop up on the tax sale. So we're kind of in limbo to a degree.
Yep. Same here.
The Whalen one must be Maple Avenue. There is a Maple Street.
Naples.
Okay.
And it's N-A-P-L-E-S.
East Naples Street.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
The building right next door was demoed like a year ago.
I mean, it looks like it may be a good commercial corner lot potentially.
Right next to Mr. Malter's properties.
That's a property we've already talked about a couple of times. Yeah. I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, I think that property's recycled itself a couple of times.
Yeah. I thought that sounded
familiar. It was also one that Mr. Spagnoletti said there's no way his crews could get in there and do a demo very easily. That his operators weren't interested in being that close to other commercial buildings.
Sure.
Yeah.
Discussion. All right. If nothing else, let's, and then I think I already mentioned the next meeting, let's go into executive session. Can I have a motion?
So move.
To discuss property ownership, right?
Yep.
Second? Do I have a second for executive? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? We're in executive session.
All right. So we kind of touched on the first.
Gotta wait.
Amanda needs a swinger axe.
We are out of executive session. Now back into the regular session. We need a motion.
I'll make the motion and tie it to authorizing Chris Brewer to sign all documents.
Anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Great. Any discussion on that? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
Chris, thank you.
That's, yep.
Chris, will you get a hold of Mr. and Mrs. Gotchell then? And I'll just send them a quick text and tell them that it was accepted, and you'll get a hold of them and line up the paperwork.
Yes. Can you email me their phone number?
Yes, sure can. They each have a cell phone.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep. Thank you.
Any other business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Al, in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.